The vibe we're going for here, cocktail party. A sophisticated one, because that's us, right? At least, some of the time. Maybe it's today, maybe it's the 1960s. Who's to say? Put yourself wherever and whenever you want to be. But the question is, what are we drinking? For this, maybe it's a martini, yeah? Unless you don't know how to order one. This is a common Google search. There's all these terms and people get really intimidated. It's a classic drink, though. It's a good one. It's a strong one. So shaken or stirred, how do we do this? Let's find out. It's Mike here, and I've got questions. We'll skip the usual song just for today. Keep this going for a second. I hope you like it, even if you're not a drinker. Still interesting. Most of us, we know martinis at least a little bit, right? James Bond or Mad Men, or from the emoji that's in your phone. It's the glass that looks like an upside-down triangle with a couple olives in it. Yeah, that's a martini, kids. So we're going to martini school. Where do we go for this? We go to Hollywood. And we go into this place through the kitchen, through the back, because we're cool like that. Musso and Frank, famous. It opened in 1919, oldest in Hollywood, as the sign reads. And we are here to find Andrea Scuto, general manager and beverage director.
Well, let's say that we started to serve martini at the end of Prohibition. So that means 1934.
That's when the bar officially opened. I will leave it to you whether or not to note the use of official there. So let's get to it. Lots of cocktails. Why does this one seem so cool?
Martini, it's a drink that owes its popularity to the fact that it's made with clear spirits, in contraposition to an old-fashioned in Manhattan. When it was created, it was this beautiful, clear cocktail in a very specific cup, that is the martini cup.
Honestly, it's got the look nailed.
So the visual, it's very important when it comes to cocktails in general.
There's also, since it's been around a long time, a sort of built-in nostalgia factor. Now, let's talk basics.
So basically, martini, it's usually gin or vodka drink served either dry or with a little bit of vermouth to perfume the glass.
We're going to go step by step here. Again, martini school. So the first decision is the big one, gin or vodka. What do you want? I'm a gin guy. Some bartenders will tell you, if you just say martini, it's gonna be gin, so if you want vodka, say vodka martini, but it never hurts to specify. Then there's the second thing you said, vermouth. Vermouth is fortified wine, botanicals, its flavor and its smell. How much you have in there is gonna change the drink, so how much do you want? This is where you hear the term dry, or sometimes the term wet.
First off, let's talk about dry. When you order a dry martini, it's a little bit of vermouth inside. When you order a regular martini, there's a lot more vermouth. When you order extra dry, there's no vermouth at all. Here at Musso & Frank, we strongly believe in extra dry martinis.
The other end of the spectrum, the other extreme, wet, which is like more than a drizzle. It's definitely part of the drink. Ratios, they can vary. So you're following so far, choose your fighter, gin or vodka. Now, vermouth options. Wet, sort of out of fashion, but no shame in ordering it. Drink what you want to. If you say dry, it's a little bit of vermouth, like a splash. Extra dry, maybe it used to be there, it's no longer there. I had a guy in Italy ask me, in and out, swirl it around, and then toss it out. That's extra dry.
There's different techniques that bartenders use. Spray with an atomizer, you know, like a perfume bottle, vermouth into the glass. Drop half an ounce of vermouth and swigs it into the glass.
And then there it goes, kind of just to give the hint that it used to be there. Again, different ways of doing this, but these are what the words mean. Next step, how do you want this thing delivered? This is where we enter this sort of foodie, but it's alcohol territory.
I don't want to say non-negotiable, because if you ask to, we will do it, but we will highly discourage to, it's to shake a martini. Unfortunately, a lot of literature was put out from, especially from the James Bond movie, where they say that the original martini is shaken, not stirred. That's not really true, for a very simple reason. Because when you shake martinis, you're breaking ice, you incorporate ice chips into the liquor. So what happens is that, yeah, maybe the drinks stay colder a little longer, but he also waters it down very, very quickly.
I came across an article when starting this show, when to shake, when to stir, or how James Bond destroyed drinks. And one of the guys quoted says, we get this all the time. Why are there no ice shards in my martini? Well, because there are not supposed to be shards of ice in your drink. And hey, big James Bond fan here. This is apparently how the author, Ian Fleming, the Bond creator, liked his martinis. So that's why 007 likes his that way. But anyway, back to our show and why we don't shake.
Also, they lose their texture. And texture is very important for that kind of liquor, especially when it's such a high proof. you want to have a silky, smooth texture. Shaking with ice helps drinks with the citrus juice inside. It helps when you have a cream-based drink like a fizz. It helps stuff with egg white inside when you need to do a sour. If you order a martini, we only exclusively stir it.
But you say you want an extra cold? Well, they've solved that one. At Musso, if you ever have the chance to go, you get a very tiny martini glass and then a little glass jar that holds the rest of your drink inside a tiny little bucket of ice so you can refill at your leisure.
Yeah, so when you're ready to get the next sip, you just pour it from your ice bucket. And the martini is always at the perfect temperature.
This is why we went here. It's old Hollywood legacy bar stuff. Next up, we get dirty, if you want to.
So dirty means that when you order a martini, usually you order with olives. Some people like to add a little bit of that olive juice, the brine. So that's a dirty martini.
Yeah, you could just ask for the olives, two or three in there is the garnish, or you can ask for your drink to be dirty. That gets the juice or the brine, gives the salty, olivey flavor, clouds it a little bit. It's good if you're not a huge fan of the taste of alcohol. I, however, am, so my drink is a gin martini with a twist. That's a strip of the citrus peel across the top, usually lemon. Also, there's a variation on all this. It has its own name.
Gibson, instead of olives, so you have onions. It's a little pickled onions, and that's a Gibson martini.
And finally, no need to say up. It's going to come served that way in a martini glass. If you actually want ice, then say on the rocks. But honestly, here's our final lesson. Just ask.
Well, yes, absolutely. I think one of the most fun part of ordering a martini at the bar is the conversation with the bartender. Because the bartender is not just somebody that knows how to mix a drink. He's also a person psychologist.
They're friendly. They'll walk you through it. And I wouldn't round out this show without a salute to bartenders. Could have seen that coming a mile away.
You sit down at the bar an hour and a half, enjoying some excellent drinks and enjoying conversation with your bartender.
And maybe after this, enjoying a martini. Choose your alcohol type. Call your brand if you know it. Say dry or extra dry if you want it that way. Say dirty if you want it that way. And pick your garnish. Me, I like a dry gin martini. I like Plymouth. It's classic with a twist. What about you? Send me an email and ask another question for a future pod. I've got questions at odyssey.com. This comes from KNX News, 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. I'll be back next Thursday.